Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, y'all. Sorry on the brief delay. We are back officially with another episode. It's been a minute. I don't know when the last time we dropped. I think it was like a week ago, almost a week and a half ago, we dropped another episode. But tonight we're back with conspiracy theories. Right now we have AK on the line. AK?
Hey.
Hey, okay. So I'm waiting on, JD's not going to be with us tonight. And then, you know, Bree, she's doing something right now. But we're going to go ahead. We're just going to jump into the episode right now. Bunch of conspiracy theories, Titanic, the Olympic, JFK, powerful families, heart. And we're going to discuss voting briefly at the end. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday if you're going to vote. So you ready to dive into these conspiracies, AK?
What'd you say?
I said, are you ready to dive into these conspiracies?
Yeah, I'm going to have to listen to some of them because I don't know what you're talking about with the Titanic one.
So I'm all real with that one. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's new to me.
Okay, so, all right, so boom. The Titanic is a really good one, okay? So the Titanic set sail in 1912, and it sunk. And I'm going to give you guys a little brief background, but that's the reason why we have the Federal Reserve at this point, because of the Titanic. But give me one second. Hold on.
Okay. I'm all ears. The only reason I'm muting is because my loud son won't be quiet.
No, it's okay. It's all right. So the Titanic was owned by an American. If you guys are not familiar, his name is going to be J.P. Morgan, the American tycoon that is literally, he owns, what is it called? He's the creator of Chase Bank, you know, the bank that everybody loves to scam with. So J.P. Morgan funded the Titanic, and obviously J.P. Morgan, Chase & Co., they still thrive today, everybody, like I said. Everybody, New Yorker's favorite bank to scam with. So when the Titanic was launched on 30/11, spectators and journalists traveled far to come and see the ship. Now, the passengers of the ship obviously were very important people. So, you know, you had J.P. Morgan that was supposed to be on the ship. Then you had Milton Hershey, which is the founder of the largest chocolate company, Hershey's. And then you had, there was also passengers, the owner of Macy's Department Store, Mr. Isidore Strass, and his wife was on the ship, the owner of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, John Jacob Astor, and his 19-year-old wife.
It was like the elite up here.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. That's basically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where you
all right, so, yeah, I'm right here. So, my daughter was calling me. Okay, so, you know, the ship was around 300 passengers, and around 300 American passengers was on the ship, but obviously it was, you know, it was a huge ship. But the thing with the Titanic was that they built the ship, but they did not build it correctly, and they knew that the bottom of the ship wasn't actually completely finished. It wasn't good enough to sail off. So, I want y'all to remember the Astor family, John Astor the fourth, I think. I think that Roman numeral. It's either four or five. But anyway, he's a powerful family. We're going to talk about him later. He was on the ship, but Milton Hershey was not on the ship when it sunk. So, what ended up happening was Hershey ended up pulling out the day before to go. He wasn't on a ship. And then J.P. Morgan, he didn't make it on the ship as well. He canceled. So the ship set a sail. Now, the important, powerful people that was on the ship that actually went up there was people that opposed of the Federal Reserve. So if they
the whole point was to get the J.P. Morgan wanted to start the Federal Reserve, and I'll go into what the Federal Reserve is in a minute. But in order for him to do what he needed to do, he had to get rid of important people that actually opposed of the, you know, the Federal Reserve. So why not put them on a ship? And why not sink? And then let's also, too, add the fact there wasn't enough lifeboats. And then they only wanted women and children off the boat, but the men was up there. I mean, the men were powerful. The women weren't. So, obviously, it made more sense to get rid of the women and children. So, the Astor family, Astor, John Astor, he died on the Titanic. Give me one second. So, their power and wealth are reflected in numerous important landmarks in the New York area named after them. So, like the like I said earlier. And then I'm not going to get into the families just yet, but I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve. So the point of the Federal Reserve is it is the central bank of the United States, and it was created by the Congress to provide the nation with a safer, more flexible, and more stable monetary and financial system. The Federal Reserve was created on December 23rd, 1913. So the Titanic sank a year before that, and then why not create the Federal Reserve since you have the power to do it now, since the people that don't want it ain't here. So they created the Federal Reserve in 1913, which honestly and truly is, I feel as though we don't need the Federal Reserve. And because of this, I'm going to discuss JFK real quick. So JFK, he didn't want to keep the Federal Reserve. He wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And I'm only bringing him up because the people that did not want the Federal Reserve to come into play, they were killed. Now we have JFK, a president that wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. So on June 4th, 1963, a virtually unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to basically strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its powers to loan money to the United States federal government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, President Kennedy declared that the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank would soon be out of business. President Kennedy's Executive Order 11110 gave the Treasury Department the explicit authority to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver or standard silver dollars in the Treasury. Perhaps the assassination of JFK was a warning to all future presidents not to interfere with the private Federal Reserve control over the creation of money. Now, another reason why JFK was assassinated, because he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Now, we have a whole bunch of powerful families within the world that, you know, controls I know they was calling them, I've seen an article, they called them the Federal Cartel Family. Let me pull that up. AK?
I'm still here.
Okay. So
I'm just quiet, because like I said, my kids won't be quiet.
Oh, okay. So I keep talking about the powerful families, but I just wanted to make another note real quick before I forget. They're also, too, saying that the Olympic was the sister ship of the Titanic, to which that was the ship that actually sank instead of the Titanic. But either way you put it, the whole point was to start the Federal Reserve. But they also said with the Olympic that it was an insurance claim that they wanted to kick out, wanted to do whatever the case may be, and it wasn't the actual Titanic. Look, it don't matter what ship sank, what ship killed anybody. The whole point was they needed the control. J.P. Morgan needed that control, and the best way to do that was to fund it and get rid of it. He had enough power to do just that. Now, we have 13 powerful families that are, you know, within, you know, the politics and the government. So here we have, you know, the Bundy family. So the Bundy family has a mixed government with several prominent members involved with the Skull and Bones frat. That's another secret society, but we're not going to get into that because then we'll be talking about the Illuminati and all the other shit, and nobody has time for that. So, hold on one second. My computer is just a mess. Of course, when you talk about conspiracy theories, nothing wants to fucking work.
Everything this ain't about to shut off.
Right. My whole, like, everything in my house about to shut off. Like, bitch, you talking too much. Okay.
Then you have the Van, I don't know how to say it, the Dunyan family, one of the, it's one of the least well-known Illuminati ties, but he has, they're connected to New York City as well as one of the many prominent Dutch families in early America. You know, they had connections with wealth and power. But I'm just going to give y'all a list. Y'all can do your own personal research on all the powerful families. Give me one second. I
go
swear
ahead,
this Illuminati.
Text that to me.
You said text it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I didn't know
it's
about
really
this,
a lot.
I didn't know they didn't murder everybody on the Titanic. All they talked about was Rose and Jack.
Yeah, because they was just like that. They had to, you know, they got a sugarcoat shit. So, you know, y'all don't really have time to really do y'all research and shit like that. Hold on one second. So, long story short, the Titanic was really just here just so we can have the Federal Reserve. And I don't believe money exists. And I was telling somebody the other day that, you know, everything is computerized. It's just a number. Just like, you know, people can go in and change, you know, your bank account information with just, you know, a click. So I really don't understand the point of actually having money when everything is just computerized. I mean, somebody
and it has, like, no value.
Right.
Nothing backs our money up.
Right. Somebody can go into my account right now and just put, like, a couple zeros in my bank account. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have the money or anything. And then when you go and put your money in there, like, everything is based on debt. So you go and just put your money in there, your money's gone. But you have them numbers that's in the system. And that's why they give you a limit, too. Like, they sit up here and say that we have regulations for being able to pull out our money. It's like, okay, if I give you 300, if I give you, you know, five bands, why are you only allowing me to take out like 1500? Like, where's all of my money? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me because they don't even have it. That money is gone. I don't know where the money went, but that money is gone. So,
this is true.
I don't know. America ain't shit but a scam. That's all it is. And, you know, obviously there's no way to move around it unless you want to go to jail or you want to end up dead. So you have to kind of like, you gotta play the game. Oh, the Rothschilds are another powerful family as well. And everybody should know the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. You know, one of the motherfuckers literally, I don't know how many heart transplants he had, but he had too many damn heart transplants and, child, he stayed alive. That's why that black market is so important for these families, because our organs keep them alive. They have the funds to buy a kidney for almost $300,000, all right? They, you know, in order for them to get our organs, that's why I tell everybody, don't be no organ donor, all right? Because the rich only care about the rich, and we are considered poor. Why do they care about us? They need our organs to stay alive, and everybody knows the black organs are the best organs to have. So,
they need our organs
and
our labor.
Right. So, if you guys are black and you guys got organ donor on your license, I'm going to need for you guys to take it off. All right. You can donate your organs when you're dead. Don't donate your organs while you're still alive because you might just end up dead. I remember you wanted to talk about Ferguson as well, but we'll talk about Ferguson. So I got a list of the powerful families. Y'all can do your own due diligence. Y'all can do your own research. So I'm going to I'll post the links. We got the Astor family, the Bundy bloodline, the Collins bloodline, the DuPont bloodline, the Kennedy bloodline, the Freeman bloodline, the Lee bloodline, the Onassis bloodline, the Rockefeller bloodline. They are, like, super important. The Russell bloodline, the Van Dyne bloodline. The Rothschild bloodline, and these motherfuckers are in control of not only the money, politics, government, heart that we're going to get into. They're in charge of the media, everything. So
that's crazy that these people have this much power, like, over the entire world. You know what I mean? Like, they have this, like, literally our lives are controlled by a bunch of fucking rich families. And we just sat back and kind of let this shit happen. Like, for real.
I mean, it's one of them things, like I said, we can't do nothing about it. You know? It's literally
for real, this too, it's gone too far because, I mean, look at the whole situation with Haiti. They won't even let Haiti get their shit together to just, like, stand up for a second. That a hurricane, a tsunami, everything stay blowing through Haiti because they're one of the first countries to actually rebel against slavery. Or the, what, the first and the only to actually rebel against slavery and win and were successful. They're like, oh, never again. Never again on that. And it's, like, almost the same thing with, like, Ferguson. As soon as, like, there's even a little group of people who decide to stand against what's going on, it's like, oh, we gonna nip that shit in the butt early. Like, don't worry about it. Don't even think that
they,
people get
yeah,
that far.
They, don't care. Like I just said, like, it's just, you know, it's all a money thing. And now with HARP, okay, HARP is, like, one of the, like, the most important things right now because that basically, like, Mother Nature, y'all calling it Mother Nature, and I call that shit HARP. Like, I'm just, I don't care what nobody say. This weather modification bullshit, all this shit is government, all right? Like, I don't even believe, okay, global warming, it's probably happening, but why is it happening? Like, I'm just not processing, you know, how this is just happening without weather. Like, the government is fucking up the environment, the layers and all that with all these damn machines and chemicals, and then they want to blame, like, whatever the fuck they're blaming for the reason that we haven't, you know, issues with global warming. Like, I'm not trying to hear that bullshit. Like, you wanted to talk about Katrina. That hurricane was completely planned. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They fucked up them levees, and it ain't nothing to manipulate a hurricane to make it worse than what it actually is. And then I'm going to talk about Hurricane Sandy that happened on the East Coast, because that shit made no sense either. But
that bitch was all the way to fucking Jersey. Fuck you.
Girl,
a hurricane
that damn hurricane.
Jersey.
I'm gonna break that one down. But you wanted to talk about Katrina.
Yeah, just like just sitting up there, somebody did a thread. I think it's like what do they call it? A little name. His name's like Reese or something. But he did a thread talking about Katrina, and I damn near almost forgot how fucked up Katrina was. Like, I guess because so much shit just has been happening, it's like it's almost because we come desensitized to certain things. But for real, the Katrina victims really did sit there for, like, a good week, and we watched them literally on the news getting starved out and getting avoided to the point where the news casts were throwing, like, water bottles and shit at them, like people who are on the roof and stuff, because our National Guard wouldn't do anything. And so when I was looking at the thread, I was like, oh, shit, that was really true. And then certain things in the thread that he highlighted, it was like a documentary. He just posted, like, pieces of it. And what it highlighted is the fact that people heard explosions with the levees, and years before there was another hurricane and did the same thing. It's like they got to wash out certain people to keep, or certain people, they got to wash out black people in order to keep certain properties, like, safe, in order to keep the white people safe. And it's just crazy because it continually happens. But like you said, it's almost at a point where you feel like your hands are tied because the power in which our government has is, or not even our government, they ain't our fucking government. It's these families in which who control everything. They have is just like once America started to do the whole monopolize everything and became a corporation instead of like actual country, shit really did change because people started investing. And when they invested in it, it's like we're just pawns in this big ass game. And that wraps into Katrina, the fact that they let all these people just die. But they ain't let they ain't gonna let the actual property of New Orleans go to shit, but don't let niggas die. Like that shit is just it's just mind blowing. Like you said, even with the Sandy shit. Just period, even this year alone, if you look at the amount of catastrophic hurricanes that are coming, it's ridiculous, or the amount of things that are happening. Like, during Katrina, they had, do you remember Katrina when they had that tsunami? I can't remember. It was somewhere, like, I think in Indonesia, and they had, like, this huge tsunami that fucked everybody up. During times like that, when there's big hurricanes, it's like storms happen all over, like, the world. These massive storms and earthquakes are happening in areas that either, and then like, I want to say at one point, I don't know if this is the right time frame or if it was a couple years later, but when Japan had an earthquake and the nuclear shit leaked, it's just like everybody who isn't going to bow down to certain things, they get hit. Or you got a little too many people, they get hit. So at first you think it's like a natural like phenomenon, but it's like, hold on, this shit happened every couple of years. Like, it's not supposed to naturally have like a whole shit ton of powerful Category 5 hurricanes blowing through. And Katrina was on some other shit. Like,
yeah,
well, Katrina was just a regular hurricane. The fact they broke them levees is what did it.
Yeah, the levees was the reason for it. But the problem is they manipulated it like they manipulate everything. They have to manipulate it because they have to manipulate it because it brings catastrophic damage. And then the bad part about it is, like, America is so focused on terrorism, but I really don't understand how they don't think that they create a bunch of this terrorism. Like, we have so much domestic terrorism, and it's not just, like, you know, them, the Middle Eastern doing shit to us, this and the third. Like, no, we have, like, we have the school shootings, we have, you know, them damn white people shooting up shit. And then, like, we have so much domestic terrorism and so much shit, like the weather modification, the hurricanes, this and they're like, that is enough terrorism for us, and they're doing it just for, like, for fear. And then they go on TV and fucking report about it as if it's just like, oh, my God. Like, but those powerful families own the media. Huh?
Yeah. I said they force feed, like, what, exactly what you're saying. They force feed that shit into you, that propaganda of being afraid.
Right.
And they create the fucking terrorists. They create, even down to these fucking white kids. Now, white people got their shit to them where they're evil, but usually it takes a while for you to get that fucking evil. You pumped out all of these psychotic medications and basically told people, oh, your child's ADD for being a fucking child. The symptoms of ADHD are childlike symptoms, not paying attention, not showing interest in certain things. Have you ever thought they don't learn that way? They don't learn in an environment in which you sit in a desk all day versus telling them they have a disorder? So you fed all these kids, all these fucking already unstable or little, you know, off children, all these pills. Then you fucking make guns available to everybody, readily available to white people. And then you're like, oh, shit, terrorists. Well, no, ain't nobody ever going to call a white person terror, but that's what it is. It's like, oh, shit, oh, man, we have a school shooting issue. And even now, America's capitalizing off of school shootings instead of changing policies. They're literally making inventions in which are going to protect, quote-unquote, protect people more instead of changing the gun laws. Now, if all of our black asses went out and got a bunch of fucking guns legally, I bet you that law would change so fucking quickly. So goddamn quickly. I mean, not saying we don't have guns. They just don't be legal half the fucking time. So it's like that America literally, even down to like the Middle Eastern groups of terrorists or the African groups who are labeled terrorists, where the fuck they get all them guns from? They have like military weaponry. Where did you all of a sudden get all these guns? And people never question shit like that. Like the fact that literally we getting played in a game. Like it's like a game of fucking chess. And we just, we're the pawns, and them motherfuckers is having a good old time, but they can't kill
right.
everybody off because they need us.
Right.
So it's like,
I mean,
and like
but
you said,
that's
the organ
what they do.
Thing.
That's
crazy.
What white people do.
And
we are literally at the expense of white, not white people, but, you know, the powerful people. I mean, why not? Like, we're poor, you know? Why
yeah,
not play with poor
look,
people?
And that's
like, we're
going to
just
poor.
Keep producing and shit.
This is true, and we're going to keep making babies, and we're going
right.
to, no, I was like, that's why I always say I'm poor, because we don't, even if you quote-unquote work for yourself, you get to a certain status, there's certain things that you still have to bow down to or be okay with, or you get murdered, or you know what I'm saying, or you just, like you said, I mean, I did not know the Titanic was, it makes sense, though, because why the fuck did y'all run into an iceberg, but okay. Like, okay.
Right, and then you had people on that ship that was actually trained enough to not only divert the ship, but they denied help at the same time. So it's just like, okay, well, you know, like the way that they go about trying to kill, you know, folks is just one of them things. Like, especially like with Ferguson, for instance. Like, and I had mentioned this the other day on. We were talking about Ferguson. It, like, it's just so much easier to just go and kill, you know, the men instead of the women. And I say this all the time. Like, the rich, the white people, they want better access to black women. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They want better access to black women. So it's easier to get, you know, to move out the black men. And, I mean,
this is true.
I mean, that's just what it is. And then, like, for folks to sit up here and continuously, you know, bash black men. Like, I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to say that every single black man in this world is okay, because they're not. But for, as a collective, to consistently sit and bash black men, that's given, you know, these white people probably beating their dicks to these fucking tweets. Because it's like, damn, they don't need no black men to protect them. And then, you know, these same women want these black men to protect them. Y'all don't even want them around, okay?
You cannot sit up here and bash these men, and then you want to sit up here and be like, oh, we need these black men to protect us. These black men don't fuck with you because of what you're saying and what you're doing. You don't need protection. Go to your white daddy and go get protection, all right? They got all the funds. They got the money. They got the power. They got the control. Go over there and go over there with your white daddy and do what you got to do, all right?
You fucking fell out.
Right, the whole point that I'm trying to make is it is so much, like with the Ferguson, it's so easy to get rid of black men. They done killed all these black men, and it's been swept under the rug that went and protested at Ferguson. Now, when you have that voice and you are actually standing up for what you believe, and it then becomes an issue to the community for white people. White people not even in our community. This ain't got shit to do with you, but we want y'all to stop doing what the fuck y'all doing. That's when white people start doing their bullshit. That's when niggas start ending up dead. You know, gunshot wound, burned up in a fucking car, no fucking evidence. How fucking convenient, all right? But y'all sit up here and y'all bash these black men, and then when one died, y'all want to sit up here and talk about, oh, why this man sweat. Bitch, you don't give a fuck. You don't care. But they're not going to kill them, and it's just, huh?
No, keep going, because you know, this
okay,
is,
and then,
this,
like, with D-Ray, he was there. Why D-Ray ain't get lit up? Not saying he should have, but why not?
Why not? I mean,
when
you're such a strong advocate.
And when you mold to these white folks that have all this power, you are safe. And it's like they scrambling. You know what I'm saying? They scrambling. Oh, I know I have a voice. I did this. I did that. I have a voice. Now I'm scared because I want to end up dead. Now your tail between your legs and you sitting up there under your white daddy nutsack because you scared. And now they offering you protection. Not saying you fucking for it, but now they're giving you protection, and now you have to conform, you got to mold, you got to do whatever you got to do to maintain that protection. If that's the way y'all want to live, go ahead. It's okay. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to sit up here, and you're not going to sit up here, and you're not going to bash day in, day out. Then you're going to go sit up under your white daddy nutsack. And now you stressed out, now you want to get away, and now you want to come back to the other side because most of y'all feel that way. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nobody that is black that goes and does shit like that, is their conscience is clean. Your conscience is not clean. But now since you're in too deep, ain't shit for you to do. Y'all got to stop doing that with these white folks. These white folks don't give a fuck about you. When you ain't no good to them, after you done ran over there with your tail between your legs, once they done with you, you think they're going to keep protecting you? You're going to end up dead. Yeah, that little 10-year protection was cute. That little 10-year life insurance term policy kept you alive for a little bit. Now what? Now you scrambling back to the same community that you left, and you think we're going to embrace you with open arms? What? Y'all got to stop doing this shit. I ain't going to sit up here and say all white people bad. All white people ain't bad. 75% of them ain't no good, all right? But y'all got to stop doing this shit. Y'all really do. What was you going to say, AK?
It's about survival. Like, when it comes down to good and bad, this is a problem with a lot of people that y'all don't realize, is that we all getting fucking played. White, black, Indian, Arabic, Chinese, Vietnamese, fucking dirty knees. Nigga, you're getting played. Like, you're getting fucking played. All of us. We all get up, go to work, or maybe you do become an entrepreneur, invest in certain things. But guess what? You invest in the destruction of the only planet that we can inhabit. So we fucking up the planet. We letting certain motherfuckers have all the power, and race is just like a fucking distraction. What makes it suck is, like what Steph says, you fucking sell out bitches are so quick to fucking sell out. Did you like fucking get, do you, if somebody sat you down and told you the shit that your ancestors went through, you're just fine with that? You're just like, oh, okay. I mean, shit. Like, to the point where you bash black men as if they weren't, as if your ancestors, they weren't side by side going through the same shit. That should bring you closer with someone, because though we were not slaves, we still experienced the echo of slavery. We still experienced certain things in which we will not have equality to white people. Period, point fucking blank. And how the fuck do you stand side by side with somebody who don't see you on an eye level, nigga? They look down to you, motherfucker. They look down on you. They use you for the shit you got, whether it's down to your organs, your ideas, your fucking style, entertainment, because they like the fuck on you. I mean, shit, black people look good. They can't keep their hands off us, man, male or female. So it's like, But the one thing y'all bitches go through is to fucking bashing black men. That shit is fucking mind-boggling because motherfuckers are literally getting murdered over your black ass today. Now, we ain't talking about no ancestors, bitch. Today, motherfuckers are fighting for you, and they're getting murdered. And what you could say is, oh, well, black men don't look at me when I walk past them, so they must hate me. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? You know how dangerous it is to stand up and actually say something that makes sense? You do. That's why you say bullshit all day. So motherfuckers who are actually going and risking their lives and losing their lives for your stupid ass to say that stupid shit. It's just, like, what? You're a waste of space, and you're a waste of, like, energy, and you are the scum of the earth, really. Because white women don't do that shit today, white men. The bitches you love so much, and they talk about, like, feminism and wanting the same things, but most of them bitches really do not go and put their fucking neck on the line to really call out real shit. And the ones that do, it's off with their head real quick with the shit. So it's like, y'all motherfuckers are afraid to actually, that's why it would be so easy to run the world. Everybody's afraid of everything. Everybody's afraid to die. Like, you don't have to die. You have to die. You're going to die one day. It's crazy, right? Yeah, you are. So why go out like a bitch? Why just sit back and watch all this shit just happen? I can't do shit. There's way too many people on the earth, on the planet. And it's to me, that shit is just, especially the fucking white bitches. And then not white bitches, the black bitches who bash black men and fuck with white dudes. But there's also the bitches who bash black men publicly who fuck with scum black men. Bitch, that's on you. That ain't all black men. That's on you. So you got these two motherfuckers with platforms with stupid bitches agreeing with them, and white people are eating up and elevating it to help you, to aid you in thinking that black men are trash. Meanwhile, this is another conspiracy that isn't even a conspiracy. It's factual. My mom used to say this all the time. I used to think she was being traumatic. Like, girl, shut the fuck up. She used to say, what the fuck did she say? It's a conspiracy to keep the black man down. She would say it all the fucking time, but it's the fucking truth. Like, we talk about how black women go through it, but look at us. We're actually, like, flourishing right now. The numbers, the statistics, we're doing a pretty fucking phenomenal job. If you aren't, you have the resources to at least supposed to get a leg up. A lot of people live off of it. You're supposed to get a leg up. You get food stamps, public housing. You get welfare. You get child support. You could get all of these different resources to help you. You can get scholarships. Black men aren't allowed at the same things we are, even as single fathers. They don't have the same shit we have. And he's in the same exact situation as you, taking care of kids by his goddamn self. He cannot same shit as you. The courts will not go as hard for him as they will for your ass on him. And that's just one example of how motherfuckers are really going after black men. Why? Because logically speaking, when they are clear-headed and when all this shit is still falling on them, they the motherfuckers who stand up. They the motherfuckers who enact shit. Period. Point blank. Period. You just, nobody hears about it. You'll say, well, what did they do? Is Nat Turner the only motherfucker who led a rebellion? He was not the only motherfucker who tried to fight. You just, who's going to tell you that story, though, if they want you to be passive? You're going to keep hearing about Martin Luther King and the one speech, I have a dream speech. It's not the only speech that man made. I'm just saying. It's not. But that's the only speech you hear over and over.
I was told he ain't even write that speech. Somebody told me some Jewish man wrote that shit. But I didn't do my research. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised because you see them pictures of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King all posed up with what they call Rothschild all booed up. They had some shit going on at one point in time that was like, what? And then when he woke the fuck up, was like, oh, wait, this is a little too wrong. That's when motherfuckers were like, all right, you ain't listening. That's all that happens with any, for the most part, a high status person who gets fucked over, like the Bill Cosby situation. I'm not saying Bill ain't do it. I'm not saying he don't deserve to go to jail sitting right next to him who participated in the activities who aren't going through the same due process with lots of evidence.
Oh, wow. Oh, I just Googled it. Okay, so Martin Luther King didn't write the speech entirely by himself. The first draft was written by his advisor, Stanley Levinson, and Clarence Jones, and the final speech included input from many others. The day before King and his advisors met to discuss the speech in the lobby of the Willard Hotel because it would be harder to wiretap than a suit. Okay, so... whatever.
Yeah, you can. That's all. Cool. But check this out. It's the only speech you hear over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's the only.
Yeah, of course.
And what is it talking about?
Course.
I have a dream.
that white people stop killing us? Is that what you meant to say? I have a dream that white people chill the fuck out and leave us alone.
he couldn't really say that because, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was a pawn to white people, period. Like, white people latched on to him, and they wanted him to give, you know, them access to all the black folks. So it was, you know, he couldn't say what he probably really wanted to say. So he said what it was best. That was a whole press release, all right? That was like PR cleanup, whatever. So, I mean, he couldn't really say what he wanted to say. And then what they do? They killed him. Go figure. And he wasn't even dead when he got shot. They came in and killed him while he was in the hospital. So if y'all want to know some more about MLK, y'all need to go and do y'all research. You know, rest in peace to MLK, but it's kind of fucked up at the same time. So, I don't know. But, I mean, it is what it is. We black people as a collective, we kind of need to do better, but I keep telling folks, you know, you can't try to get everybody collectively on the same page to do the same exact thing that you want them to do because it just doesn't work. It's too many damn, you know, Negroes out here with their own mind and their own struggles, this and the third. So the best thing to do is just move within your circle of people that you actually fuck with and do what you have to do. I'm tired of doing shit as a collective with black folks. I'm not doing it. It's too stressful. You can give them all the information you want. It's up to them to use it. So, you know, at the end of the day, every man for himself. Y'all want to join, y'all come and join. Y'all don't, I'm not going to force you. And y'all got to stop forcing y'all ideas, and you got to stop forcing all this bullshit down people's throats. Because, bitch, I'll spit it out and spit it in your face because it's bullshit. All right? Y'all got to stop doing this. So I don't have any more conspiracy theories. Well, actually, what time is it?
It's 7:30.
I got like 10 minutes. Okay, somebody mentioned.
One more thing, though. Before you move on from this topic where you said, like, not working with each other and how people all collectively want to do everything, everybody's just too comfortable. That's all it is.
Yes.
When you're starving, you don't know where you're going to drink anything again. Motherfuckers are bombing or just run up in your shit, and you've been seeing your mom and your daughter and your fucking grandma get raped. That's when you're going to want to do something, and that's when it's going to be too fucking late. And that's really what it's leading up to. I mean, period, point blank.
So basically it's a selfish act. So in reality,
Survival,
nobody
man.
Truly gives a fuck. Nobody cares
people
unless it's happening to them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
just want to
survive. Who said that? You? Oh, I thought somebody else was up here. Yeah. It's basically survival. Period. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. Y'all gonna do what y'all want to do. I'm gonna do what I want to do. But I did want to get into somebody mentioned real quick earlier about MK Ultra, mind control, and the best way to put this is, like I said earlier, the media controls, you have the powerful families that control everything, and the waves from, like, the TV, the radio, stuff like that, that fucks your head up. This is why, like, I really don't listen to, I really don't watch TV like that at all. Like, I'll watch a movie, but, you know, being almost 30, like, I'm washed, so I'll fall asleep 10 minutes in. And, like, the radio, like, I really try not to listen to the radio. Like, but if I listen to the radio, I'll listen to, like, 107.5 WBLS, where they play nothing but old jams and stuff like that. Music that already made their money, that's still making their money, but it's old. I really don't like listening to, like, 105. Well, I'm in Jersey, so 105.97, because you know what? When you listen to the radio, and I've noticed this when you listen to the radio and, you know, it's a song that you don't like, you get out the car, the song playing, you're trying to get home, the song done played like twice, and now you getting out the car like, damn, like, you bobbing, you really like this song now, like, you ain't liked it before. That's why I don't listen to the radio, because of them damn spins, all right? Y'all fucking with my head. Y'all tearing my head up, all right? That's some waves. That's that repetition shit. That's that shit that fucking controls your mind, so that way they can make their money, because now you're going to go download it. Now you're going to go get streams. Now you making videos. Like, it's a process, all right? That MK Ultra, that mind control shit with the media and stuff like that,
I've said before with Kanye West, when he came, when he had his meltdown, that motherfucker came out with blonde hair, that nigga went and got reprogrammed, all right?
He's the only person who called out Katrina. He's the only motherfucker who actually said something. And look at how severe his attitude has changed. that's it. But yeah, definitely.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, they that's how they, like, in Hollywood, that's how they control a lot of stuff. Because it's easier because the masses aren't going to just, like, somebody with the right mind, they're just not going to conform, you know, all willingly. You feel me? This is why conspiracy theories are kind of deep, because now we're going to get into, like, the secret societies and stuff like that. I don't have 3 days to dissect all of it, but.
And
you know,
we want to live a little bit longer. Shit.
Right. So it's like, you know, the mind control thing is like the biggest thing, because if they can control your mind, they can control anything that you do. When you malfunction, like that damn. Huh?
Which family? You said one of the families is in charge of the media, though.
I don't know exactly which family, but they all got their hands in everything. All right? They all have their hands in everything, but I don't know exactly what family controls the media, but. The thing is, like I was saying, with mind control is, you know, when they have people, you know, with the right mind, like, it's easier to control people in masses when they can go and, you know, attack, like, the TV, the radio, and, you know, the internet and stuff like that. Like, the internet is, like, probably the worst, because we spend so much time on the internet and we read a whole bunch of propaganda, a whole bunch of bullshit, and it just controls your mind. It just makes you, like, it's not like you're in a lab. You know what I'm saying? And they got you in a chair with a hat on your head, and they just, you know, reprogramming or whatever. Like, it's not like that. Like, they have different ways to manipulate your mind. And if your mind not strong enough to understand that, and that's why, like, I get on the app and I'm just sitting here, like, most of y'all don't even go outside, all right? Most of y'all don't even have human interactions, this, that, and a third. But y'all sit on the app, y'all spend so much time, and it's messing up your head. That is a form of mind control right there, all right? That propaganda, like, your mind not strong enough to understand what's right and what's wrong, but you're going with whatever the masses is. So if it's literally a whole bunch of people agreeing with that, you're going to go and agree with it, and you're not going to challenge it, and that's y'all problem. That's how y'all living. And then, like, the hospital up in California, Mount Sinai, that hospital is a mess. That's where all the celebrities go. If y'all ever look at them articles, I'm telling y'all, if y'all ever look at them damn articles, well, Hollywood, that's the number one hospital right there. Y'all do y'all research. I'm not going to go into that. That is the number one hospital right there. That's where a whole bunch of people died up in that hospital. All right? Michael Jackson, you know what? Let me stop. But, yeah, do y'all research on that. So, you know, y'all mind got to be a little bit stronger. Y'all have to just stop feeding into, you know, a bunch of the media. Like, they do a lot of the headlines to manipulate you. Some of it, a lot of it is clickbait. But they misconstrue a lot of words because they know a lot of people are not going to read. So whatever it says right there in that article or what have you, the headline, that's just what it is, and that's what y'all go and take from it, and y'all just run with it. And that's just another form of you know, control, mind controlling, brainwashing you, whatever. But I won't pray for y'all, but I do wish y'all luck. Now, I'm going to end on that note with that conspiracy theory. I'm going to go into voting real quick, and then I'm going to get up out of here. So, y'all, don't forget to vote on Tuesday. AK wanted to talk about voting real quick, and then we're done.
Okay, my thing with voting is, like, I see what people are saying when they're like, there's no point in voting, or not even necessarily no point, like, they begging for our vote type shit. They really need the black vote. They need us for everything. And this is always what I keep reiterating, but I guess it's more difficult to do this, and nobody wants to commit to it. If we actually pull all of our resources out, in which these politicians and different even celebrities or different certain statuses in which we say we're against, Hollywood, because we know they evil as fuck, our education system, all of these things that we complain about, we pull our resources out of it, our money, our funding, our time, our energy, all that shit. We really, truly boycott shit, shit'll change. That is in addition to voting, my nigga. Until you're ready to do that, carry your dumb ass to the poll. Just go, because you have no other solution, nor do you have no way to enact people to do it with you. So you're sitting here bashing voters or bashing the idea of voting, but you have no other alternative. You're just talking. because you want to seem like you're rebelling against something that you're not willing to actually put the action to change. So at the end of the day, it irks me when I see people talk about this isn't going to change shit. And you damn sure have a decent point with certain things, but them Senate motherfuckers, they've been in the Senate and the House of Representatives, they've been chilling for quite some time. It's been a long time. Them seats they not dusty. They just, the motherfuckers still right there. They not leaving. And it's like, y'all focus so much on the presidential election. You got to vote for other motherfuckers too. And locally, you still have to do certain things. And you have to do beyond voting. You have to actually get involved. Y'all vote for people and assume they're black. Like, they won't fucking take a handout real quick to fucking tear down the project shit and not build anything else up that's affordable. You act like they don't mind selling the fuck out. The color of your skin don't change the situation. You have to actually be involved. A lot of people aren't. You go out and cast your vote and keep it moving. My thing is, if you're talking about not voting, at least come up with some type of solution of what we should be doing instead. Don't just say don't vote and be like, oh, okay. That's just dumb.
Yeah.
You're just talking.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like, I'm not voting for the president, and I don't really care what y'all say, but I'm definitely going to vote. I don't even really know. I got the paper downstairs, but I know as long as it's not the president, I'm just going to go vote because it's within the state. So that's important. But real quick, I had to ask my mom the other day. I'm like, bro, how you so mad at Trump? How do you sit around the house so angry with Trump? Have anything that the president's ever did affected you? That's what she said.
Wait, hold on, what?
She said, no. Have anything that the president has ever done affected your life? Like, did anything to, like, change your life at all? And she said, no. So I'm sitting here trying to understand, how can you sit around the house so angry at something that doesn't even affect you?
Because somebody told you to be, just like the same, somebody told you to be, just like the same way y'all got your black asses up to vote for Obama. And you didn't know not one of his policies in which he said he was going to change. You just got up and voted because he's black and kept it moving. Just like the same way y'all went out and voted for Hillary. Like, she isn't a damn near Nazi her goddamn self. It's like somebody tells you what to do, so you do it. Most people don't even want to read up on the policies and procedures of different parties. Most people don't understand mathematics to understand what the economy needs and where certain things should be divided in order for you to really truly know what's going on. So just not trying to be funny. Somebody told you to be upset. Me personally, I think this shit is a joke. The whole presidential election is a joke. The problem that I see is that he likes to swear in motherfucking known KKK members and shit. That's where shit starts to get a little I mean, the vice president is a motherfucker. That's where it gets a little. So you could try to do the whole Trump don't do. I mean, these motherfuckers are pretty get her done, nigger. I mean, golly, like it's a little bold. Can we pretend? Shit, we get it.
Shit. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, I don't worry about none of this. Like, the only thing that I'm really concerned about is these damn gas prices, and I'm gonna need Bill Murphy to hurry up.
And the shit they're pumping in our food. That'd be cool if they stop.
What do you say?
What'd you say?
I need Bill Murphy to hurt gas prices because I voted for you. So I'm going to need for you to do something. Got to go put some damn gas in my damn car. I just put gas in that motherfucker the other day. Like, hurry up, Bill. But other than that,
this is cute.
Huh?
This girl's cute.
You said what?
On fucking Twitter.
Oh.
But
anyway,
cute,
but yeah, other than that, like, you know, like, on Tuesday, go out and vote for whoever the fuck y'all got to vote for. And,
actually,
you know,
read on who you're going to vote for. Don't just vote for them because they're a Democrat. Read about it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Don't just be voting because everybody told you to vote for Democrat. And I had to explain this the other day, too, to my mom. Like, bruh, y'all sitting up here, y'all got a Republican. And every time a Republican come in, y'all running and y'all panicking to get back to the Democrats. And that shit don't make no sense to me. It's like none of them is no good. Like, whatever is set in place is set in place. And whatever president's going to come in next, it might take a while for whatever was set in place with the previous president to be out of here. Like, y'all have to stop thinking that one party is aligned perfectly to a certain group of people, okay? Because y'all relate the Democrats for the black people, and y'all had the Republicans for the white people. I mean, look, at the end of the day, like, none of them give a fuck about none of us, all right? It's all a money thing, you know? Like, they'll be okay, you know, for a little bit and giving us a little bit sometimes what we want, but it's not going to be consistent. like I said earlier, for on strings, we're puppets to them. So this is a game for them, okay? They like to see chaos, and that's exactly what we're doing. So, but you know what? I'm not going to discourage you. Go vote. Go vote for whoever the fuck it is that you got to vote for. I think it's Bob Melendez, Democrat, whatever. I got to look him up before I go put my damn vote on the ballot.
And yes, you can be a black Republican. Yes, you can, because not all Republicans fucking support Trump. None of these parties, like some just said, give a fuck about you. No, nobody give a fuck. I ain't even talking about black people. Nobody give a fuck about none of y'all niggas. You ain't got money. That's all they care about. If your ass got to get up and go to work, they don't give a fuck about you. You will lose your job. You know who lost their jobs? You know who the housing crisis impacted every motherfucking body? You a middle-class motherfucker or higher, low, like fucking poor. You just a little better with it. They don't give a fuck about you. So whether you vote or you don't vote, you got to figure out when you're going to enact change and action. When are you going to be ready to be uncomfortable to get comfortable? Until then, shut the fuck up. And do what you
I
want.
I mean, yeah, but
like
yeah,
said, let's hope the gas prices go down.
Go vote and get your sticker. And like I said, I'm going to do my research to see what it is that's going on. I really just don't feel like getting up to go vote either. But, you know, I live in a household with parents that are just literally like, bitch, you got to go vote. It's just like, stop forcing me to do something that I don't want to fucking do. But, you know. I'm gonna act a little interested because they've been on my ass all week about this shit. So, but yeah, other than that, like, go vote, go get your sticker. You know, be careful with the media. Do your research on what we talked about. We might come back. This is our second conspiracy theory episode, so we might come back with a third one depending on what's going on. Oh, and I mean, I guess that's it. We'll be back probably Thursday with another episode, probably on women empowerment and that review on Brittany Rena's book. So y'all ready for some bullshit? Just tune in on Thursday.
I
read it and I'm almost done with it. So we'll go over it this week.
I do not want to read about her taking consecutive L's. Like, no, bitch.
But, you know, I think this would be a great discussion on, you know, better pussy management and, you know, not putting your all into these motherfuckers, shit like that. But we'll talk about it. Other than that, y'all have a good night, and that's it.